Welcome to Orion High School for night three of the Orion Tip-Off Classic. I'm Sean Temple. Joining me tonight is Mr. Ed Fletcher as we are filling in for Mr. Jeff Thompson and his crew of guys that he usually has working the color. So it's you and I. Are they sending the D team or the A-plus team? That's what I can't figure out.
I'll put the difference. B-minus.
There you go. We'll take it. This is the Alpha Specialist pregame show with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Alpha Specialist online at osi.biz. Mr. Fletcher and I are broadcasting from the Vic Royce Furniture broadcast booth. You and I teamed up for a football game earlier and had a good time doing it.
Yes, we did. It was a lot of fun, and I got the call this afternoon, and I thought, well, I'm back by popular demand.
There you go. We took a poll, and they said, we need Fletcher back. Yeah. We need Mr. Fletcher back.
I don't know about that one.
The Titans at 1-1 this week. Got a nice win over Orion on night one, 64-32, and then stumbled a little bit against Solomon last night, losing 77-66. Got off to a bad start in that one. Had a nice comeback at the end. I mean, they were getting beat pretty handily in the fourth quarter and put on a nice little run there in the fourth quarter, which is something, even during a blowout, a coach wants to see. What kind of fight do you have that last 4 minutes?
Absolutely. You give it all, leave it all on the floor, and, you start finding your combinations early on in the season for February as well.
Yeah, and that's the perfect way of putting it, combinations. That's what these Thanksgiving tournaments are all about. What do I got? What combination works well? That's what it's all. That's what this whole four games is about.
You love to play different teams, different levels of competition. The better the competition only makes you better later on in the season.
Yeah, having nice tournaments so far is Nick Kelly. He's averaging 21 points through two ball games, followed behind by Mr. Jordan Cheek at 14.5. Those are two guys we're going to lean on for the rest of the season. Those are going to be kind of our mainstays. We got to find that third and fourth score if we're going to go deep in the postseason.
Yeah, everyone has to find their role. Regardless of how many minutes you play, you have to know what you're going to do when you get on the court. You know, if you're a rebounder, that's what your main job is going to be.
Yep, you've got to. That's what basketball is, sports. I mean, you can equate it to football as well. Find your role, relish it, and do it well.
Absolutely. And my 1 year as a basketball coach, back in my first year of teaching in Carbondale, and we were 14-1, and I wasn't the greatest basketball player, so I had to stress a lot of fundamentals and playing good defense and everything else will come your way. And we did a nice job way back when.
Was that your only season of basketball?
That was my only season.
You were 14-1 as a basketball coach.
Yes, lost my first one, and we won 14 in a row. And if you know anything about Carbondale basketball, it's like Mammoth Roosevelt basketball.
Yep.
It is crazy basketball. So for a while there, I felt like I was a little overwhelmed until we kept on winning games.
Well, I got a chance to talk to both head coaches, Mammoth Roosevelt coach Chuck Grant, and also new and old, I guess you could call him new and old, Sherrard head coach Brian Hutton. He's back on the sideline of the Sherrard Tigers after a 9-year hiatus. He spent 14 years on the sideline of the Sherrard Tigers, and I'm glad to see him back in the purple and gold. It's good to see Mr. Hutton back on the sideline.
Absolutely. I don't know him very well, but anytime you can bring back a coach and someone who seemingly must have had some success in order for them to bring him back, I'm sure he'll have his team ready to play.
Yeah, spent 14 years at Sherrard, 209 wins in that time span. With six out of 14 years, he won six regional titles. And I remember a lot of battles between Coach Grant and Coach Hutton, the old Sherrard Mammoth Roosevelt battles, being in the stands watching a lot of them. Should be fun again.
I got a feeling he will have his team ready to go.
Absolutely. We'll come back with those interviews in just a minute. We'll be back here on Sunny 97.7 WMOI for Mammoth Roosevelt Titan basketball. Carol, the Alpha Specialist pregame show, and with me I have head coach of the Mammoth Roosevelt Titans for my first pregame interview. It is head coach Chuck Grant. Coach, how are we doing?
Doing great, Tim. Feeling really good. It's been a great night to come out here and play a little basketball.
Yeah, coming off a loss last night, and we were just talking off there. It's been 30 straight games you've won on this floor. Time to start a new streak. Put it behind you. On to the next one. What's that football coach that said? On to Indianapolis or something. It's on to Sherrard.
Yeah, we had a fun run going there, and I didn't talk a lot about with the kids. I'd normally let them know after the tournament was over, after what we had going on. But, I'm not a guy who goes out and beats his chest, I'm just, but it's kind of cool when you have stuff like that. And, we had a nice little run dating back to, 2011. As your son was involved in our last loss in the fourth triple overtime game to their team that went to the Elite Eight. And it was an amazing game, like 88-86, and that was the last time we've lost here.
And now that you mention that, the last two losses in regionals of my son was Allman, too. So something with Allman. Let me just put it this way. Alex doesn't like Allman very much.
Well, you know, they're good people and everything. Yeah, it's not personal. They're good people. And, you know, we could have that conversation forever about private schools. But, you know, the end result is that they came out and, the bottom line, I guess I should say, they came out and outplayed us by point.
No, I'm just like you, you know, kind of those no loss is a good loss. But what kind of lessons did kids learn last night?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we have some kids that are stepping into roles, and I think one of the things that they, you know, one of the twins summed it up in I believe it was the Argus last night and said, we've been waiting for that team for a year. And, you know, one of the things we have to tell, you know, we try to tell remind the kids, I remind them there at Athport today, we looked up at our banner, and I said, you know, fellas, you're following a long line of successful players, successful teams. Drew Cole happened to be at the gym at that time. I go, you know, we're not going to sneak in the gym on anybody. You know, people come to the gym, they want a piece of us, and we got to answer the bell every night. And they played like they wanted a piece of us. I get it. You know, over the years, Sean, we chased Farmington. We passed Farmington. And we haven't lost to Farmington for 8 years. Rockridge chased us for a lot of years. They got us. We haven't beat them for 4. You know, when you're, you know, you just, you become that, you know, that becomes your goal. That's the team. We're going to overtake that team, you know, and we've been fortunate that we've had, you know, some good success. We've been in some really big games and such. So we've been a visible program, and I think a lot of times, you know, kids say, hey, you know what? We're going to be good. We're going to beat the Titans. And I don't know that we, you know, we played, like, with that in mind, but also the fact that they were just pretty good last night. You know, I mean, let's give them their due. They came out and just were almost flawless in the first half. And, you know, anytime we got ourselves back in a manageable situation there, late third, early fourth, but we felt like, okay, hey, you know, we still get over the hump here, you know. They'd make a play, you know. So, you know, it was more, you know, how good Allman was last night, even though, you know, we might have been a step slow. Allman was pretty good last night.
Now, again, going back to your original point, there's a lot of coaches who would like to have that target on their back.
Yeah, I tell them. I, you know what? I'd much rather be the disliked guy. You know, because if you're the liked guy, he ain't beating you. You know, and I'm okay with that. You know, so I'm okay with the target. So it took a long time and a lot of hard work to get the target. So we're okay with that. And like I said, these guys are going to grow nicely into their roles and end up being a good ball club. You know, we just, you know, kind of the opposite of Monday night. You know, we had a good win. They said, okay, you gotta forget that because you got all of them. Same thing tonight. Hey, you got to forget last night. You got a game here in front of us tonight. So we just got to take care of business here.
Looking down the sideline, seeing an old friend in the purple and gold again. It's head coach Brian Hutton with Sherrard. He used to have some really good battles. I remember being in the gym for some really good games between Monmouth Roseville and Sherrard, between you two. It's going to be fun to get that going again.
It will be, and I'm very happy. I told Brian last night, I'm real happy to see him back in that role. And he did, you know, he did a great job at Mercer County, and you know, he left that program in better shape than it was when he got there. And you know, I mean, I know he's inheriting the program. It's been down for a while, but he'll get it going. You know, the first thing you saw last night is that, you know, all of a sudden they're playing a little bit more Brian Hutton basketball, you know, and that's going to pay dividends for them, and he'll get that program going back, I'm sure, to where it was prior to the time of us.
Thanksgiving tournaments, of course, you want to win them all, and we've won a heck of a lot of them. But more so, you want to get a look at your ball club. What are you looking for out of the club today?
Well, how they bounce back. You know, how they bounce back. And you know, if we can come out with that light that we had at different times, you know, Monday night. And you know, just be able to be resilient, to the tough times. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Kemp. You know, a basketball season, in some ways, you know, mirrors a baseball season. You have so many games. You know, you've got so many highs and lows. You just can't get caught up in the moment, you know, when – and it's easy to get caught up. It's easy. When you play well, it's easy to get caught up and think that you're world beaters. And it's also some nights it's easy to get caught up thinking, man, you know, is this who we are? You know, and you just got to forget about it and move on. And that's what I told him after the game last night, and that's what I told him at the shootout today. I said, you know, you got to have a short memory, and you know, we're a better ball club than what we played in for, you know, certainly 14 to 16 minutes last night. We just got to, continue to build and gain our own identity.
Did you get a good sense that this is a good bounce-back club?
Well, I hope so. I hope, because look at that leadership. And I think last night, one of the things Coach Simpson said last night, and made this point with me, he said he really felt like Chico really stepped up when the grind got pretty tough last night. We couldn't keep him out of foul trouble last night, and he'd have 40 points. I mean, he was just, they couldn't handle him inside. He jumped in there and took a leadership role in the third and fourth quarter. Nick stepped up, hit some shots that, didn't force him. He's kind of got his rhythm thing, kind of chilled. We talked to the guys about, not getting caught up in the moment in a game because you got to keep your stuff together. You got to be able to keep it together. And you got to have somebody to kind of lead every once in a while and say, hey, fellas, we're all right, or somebody that just looks like they're all right, that if you're starting to panic, you look over there and, him and say, hey, he's fine. Hey, if he's fine, I can be fine, And so that's why over the years, I used to be probably a little bit more rambunctious on the sideline at times, but, it's kind of the same thing. I mean, you need the kids to see, hey, okay, coach is fine. We're down 14, coach is fine. We're fine, too. And I just, we'll look for that type of a demeanor out of something I know.
That's why you got Coach Simpson. You look down, and he's got the calm demeanor. That calms you down.
Yeah, it does. It does, Or he'll just tell me, hey, just shut up and coach. And that's one of his jobs. And so I do. You're not going to argue with Jimmy, So we'll see. And I think that, like I said, we've got some seniors that have some good experiences, not only on the basketball court, but in some other areas, other sports they've played. So I have confidence in them. I have confidence in some of the ball club. And, we'll see how we bounce back tonight. But I'm betting we bounce back fine.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Titans for the first time in person. Heard you guys' game on the radio on Monday. Didn't get a chance to see last night. I'm looking forward to it. Coach, good luck.
Thank you very much, Sam. Appreciate it.
Head coach Chuck Grant of the Mammoth Roseville Titans here on the pregame show. We'll be back. Back here on the pregame show with me, I have the head coach of the Sherrard Tigers once again, Mr. Brian Hutton. Coach, congratulations. Kind of back home. Is that what you call it, back home, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've been teaching at Sherrard ever since I got out of college, basically. And so, 14 years of head coach there before, took 9 years down in Mercer County, now back at Sherrard. And it feels good to be home. I miss Mercer County kids. They're great kids for me the time I was down there. But it is definitely nice to be in the same school and be able to see the kids in the hallway as well.
Yeah, it's glad to see you back in the purple and gold here. Let's talk about your ball club. Got one game under your belt last night. What'd you see?
Well, we struggled a little bit. We're a team that right now has got to learn to be a little bit tougher on the basketball. We'll get really tested tonight. Mama likes to put pressure on the basketball. So we've got to do a better job of securing. And that's one of our big issues. We saw it this summer as well. And everything we did, we just don't take care of the basketball yet. Until we do that, we really can't take the steps forward that we need to. I thought we played awfully hard, and that's one of the things we look for in our basketball program is the kids really bust and get after it. And I thought overall we were pretty happy with that. We got to find some more people to score points for us right now. And I think right now we've got some kids that are still trying to figure out what I expect out of them in the offense. And because of that, they're being a little more hesitant than they normally are. But I think we'll get there.
Yeah, that's where I was going. The kids seem like they're buying them.
They definitely are. Their attitude's been great. They've been great all summer long. And, we have two kids that started for us last year that are no longer with this program. One stayed down in Texas with his mom. And the Mullen kid, he's got 6'4", 6'5", kid, long. And then with Noah Seacor is a kid that played the last 4 or 5 years, and he decided he's going to focus in on indoor soccer this season. He wants to play soccer in college. And so those are two starters we're kind of counting on that aren't with us. And so it is really one of those things where we're learning a lot of different roles, a lot of different expectations, but the kids have been absolutely great.
Who are we looking for? Who played well last night for you?
Well, AJ Halstaff's kind of our go-to guy, and we've got to find a way to create more shots for him. And he's not like a kid that can create a lot of shots for himself, so we've got to find ways to get him open. We also got to get more scoring out of Cole Bazzari. He's a senior for us this year that shoots ball. He'll get on rolls for us, and he's got to be a little more aggressive. And then we have Ethan Earl, the junior, comes off the bench. He's another one of our kids that we think can become a pretty good scorer. So those three kids have got to start loosening up the inside for us a little bit.
All right, Coach, good luck. Good to see you back on the side on the Sherrard.
Good to be here. Thanks, sir.
Head Coach Brian Hutton with the Sherrard Tigers. We'll be back on the pregame show. We're going to take it right here. Tip off. Just perfect timing, Mr. Fletcher. We're underway. Titans win the tip. We'll give your starters. That's our first opportunity. Right now, the Titans with the basketball. Jelani Skinner on the left wing. Jordan Cheek. Entry pass down into Jensen Wolverine. Gets tipped away by Sherrard. It's going to be out of bounds. A little long to the Titans. Starters for the Chevrolet Tigers, 5'10" senior Cole Desari, 5'10" senior Tyler Green, 6'2" junior Colton Mintz, 6'2" senior A.J. Hattelstaff, and Adam Barber, a 6'1" senior for Sherrard, as the Titans turn it over, stolen away by Sherrard. Underway, Sherrard's first offensive possession, driving in with Hattelstaff, kind of the main man, if you heard Coach Hutton in the pregame interview, brought to you by John Ferguson of State Farm. On the square in Monmouth, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, sponsoring our pregame interviews. Thank you so much. And Sherrard will throw it away, loose on the floor, going down to get it. His cheat gets it to a guard. Nick Kelly drop pass to Lane Freed. Oh, shot up, no good, rebounded by the Tigers.
Got to make that one, Sean.
That's one of them. That's one of them bunnies you got to make, especially early in the ball game. Now Sherrard will turn it over again. Tipped away by Skinner to Frieden. Skinner on the left wing, top of the key to Wolbring. Gets it to Kelly. Baseline jumper on the way. Good. First points of the game going to Nick Kelly.
Good vision on the floor there. Very nice to see that. Find the open man.
Kelly, Frieden, Jemani Skinner, Jordan Cheek, Jensen Wolbrick, your starters for Monmouth Roseville. Brought to you by your Monmouth area McDonald's. Top of the key, Hattelstaff, three on the way. Good. He buried it. 3-2, Sherrard with the lead. 6:30 to go, first quarter. Kelly, a little behind the back, dribble at midcourt. A little spice to Mr. Kelly's game, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Very, very, always under control. Very confident.
Top of the key, Skinner. Left wing free, trying to hit Cheek in the post, and they do. Definite size advantage. A little spin around. Jumper by Cheek is good.
Nice move. Need to do that more all night long.
Yeah, he's going to have that advantage in the post all evening. It's going to be one of those inside-out things, I think, throughout the night tonight. Entry pass down into Colton Minch, tipped away by the Titans, but regathered by the Tigers. Top of the key, Cole Bazzari. Right wing. Gives it up, top of the key, to A.J. Hattelstaff. Tries to drive on Cheek. Now he'll pull up at the free throw line. No good. Long rebound, loose on the floor. Kelly goes down to get it with Hattelstaff. Hattelstaff comes up with it. Now a three ball from the left wing is good. A couple of threes here early on for the Tigers. Tyler Green.
Got to see us block out on that. Shot goes up, you need a block out.
It sounds like we had trouble closing out on the three ball last night, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of threes made by Allman. Titans down 6-4 here with 5:15 to go first quarter. Kelly cut off at the free throw line. He'll give it up to Frieden. He tries to drive, has to kick it back out to Skinner. Skinner looking for somebody to come get the basketball. Frieden will. Takes the three, drives in, left-handed, up, draws the foul. Good job by Lane Frieden.
Very nice job there. Just a little more arch, and it would have went in.
Found a way to get the shot up. Adam Barber is going to pick up our first personal foul of the ball game. Frieden will go to the free throw line for two. He has first free throws of the season here, three games in. First one's good.
Like our defensive intensity tonight. I like to see that.
Yeah, this is a big. I know it's only the third game of the year. It's a big night. This is a bounce back from a loss here on this floor you haven't had in a while. Frieden makes them both. We're tied at six. Under 5 minutes now to go, first quarter. Titans pick up full court, trapped in the backcourt. Loose on the floor as Jensen Wolbrick goes to the ground, trying to get a tie-up with Cole Bazzari. They're going to get the foul to Jensen Wolbrick.
Yep. Just got him on the wrist.
Yeah, good hustle. Yep. Seven hustle fouls. Coaches will take that.
Yep.
So the Titans pick up full court again. Looks like just basically a man-to-man full court press. They do trap on the first inbound pass in the corner. To Adam Barber, kicked out of bounds by the Titans. It'll be Sherrard basketball. Having a little problems there with the Titans press early on.
You got to make sure you can handle the ball. We're gonna trap off that first pass in.
That's a tough point man on the press with Jordan Cheek being 6'5", big old wingspan. This time the Tigers do break the press. They're going to get a layup on the other end.
Oh,
it's good. Almost missed it.
Almost missed that one. Almost too tough or too hard on a shot.
Good transition basket by the Sherrard Tigers. They lead 8-6. 4.5 to go first period. Frieden, top of the key to Jemani Skinner. Puts a move on, gets in the lane. It's going to be a holding call. That's going to go on A.J. Hattelstaff.
Jemani's so smooth with the ball. I mean, he can attack the lane and get up and attack it. He showed that last year.
That is the second team foul on Sherrard. Monmouth Roseville with one. Titans will inbound running the old-fashioned stack. We've all ran that at a time or two. Nobody open down low, so Skinner throws it away, trying to get it to the top of the key. leads to a run out by the Tigers. Good. Adelstadt with his fifth point of the ball game. His layup is good. 10-6 now. Sherrard by four. Kelly all the way coast to coast gets his shot picked up by the Tigers. And the Titans get a steal in the backboard as Jordan Cheek will trap at midcourt, creates the turnover. Now the Titans see if they can score off that turnover. Kelly will reset the offense top of the key. Skinner, right wing. Wolverine, top of the key. They swing it to Frieden, left wing. Into the ballgame is Ethan Earl. Shot on the way, no good by Kelly. Rebounded by Skinner. Goes up strong, no good. Still tipped around. Wolverine comes up with it. He'll go up strong and be fouled. Good job of the Titans.
Very good intensity on the glass. Like to see that.
Good job of offensive rebounding by Mohamed Roosevelt. Just staying with it.
Yep.
See who they get the foul on. That is going to go on Colton Minch. His first, team third here. And at the free throw line is Jensen Wolverine. His first free throws of the season as well. We get a pair. First one on the way. Back iron, no good. For the season, the Mohamed Roosevelt Titans only shooting 48%. 12 out of 25 from the free throw line. That's got to come up.
That's got to come up. That's got to come up. In close games, do you want those points?
First one missed by Wolverine. He'll get the second if he was fouled on the shot. It's good. This is the second one. The Titans are 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And it is 10-7 as soon as they get the point on the board. Stilling up there. I've got 10 air to it. No, there we go. Now it's 10-7. Driving baseline is Earl. He's cut off by Austin Hammond, who's checked into the game for Mohamed Roosevelt. Also, J.C. Sells is in. And Alan Ayala. Shot on the way, no good. Set up the key by Ethan Earl. Foul on the rebound is going to go on Sherrard. No, just they're just saying it's out of bounds.
Just out of bounds, yep.
Titans trail by three. They inbound to Kelly. A little full court press by Sherrard as well here. A little token pressure. Sells on the left wing, feet. Cheek on the block, extended on the baseline. Back to Sell. Now they're still in the man-to-man. Looks like they were in a 1-2-2 there for a minute. Sells, left wing. Top of the key, Alan Ayala. To Kelly, gets in lane, cut off at the free throw line by good health defense by Ethan Earl. Kelly gets it back on the right wing. Kind of direct traffic. Ayala almost traveled with it. Hammond will shoot the three. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to go to Sherrard. They're going to say it was off Ayala.
Yep. Get him on the leg.
It was right in front of us. We had a good view on that one. Our officials tonight, sponsored by Drs. Diffin and Doyle in Monmouth and Alito. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Dr. Stiston and Boyle. Tonight we have Ryan Swanson, Randy Hollerud, and Marty Flaherty. Good to see Marty. This is, I think, second time I've seen Marty already this year. Driving to the rim and good. And one. Checking into the ballgame, instant offense, Hunter Jones. Wow, it is 12-7.
That was close. That was a close one there.
Is he going to get the foul on? It's going to go on J.C. Sells, his first, team two.
Good thought by J.C. Try to get the draw the charge.
Yeah, you got to get that. They get a hold of them arms, so they can't get it up on the up on the rim. 3-point play by Hunter Jones. Checking in, Freed quickly back in the ball game, and also Jemani Skinner out. Will come Austin Hammond and Alan Ayala with 2:35 to go, first quarter. 12-7, Sherrard leading Mohamed Roosevelt, and Hunter Jones trying to complete the 3-point play. Free throw on the way, and we got a violation. Try to figure out who that's on. I don't know what happened there. They're going to count the free throw. How do you?
Did he miss it?
No, he made the free throw, but I don't know how you can blow the whistle during the free throw and still count it. Now they're still talking about it. Now Marty Flaherty's going to come to the bench and explain it to Coach Hutton. Well, they counted it. If they count the free throw, explain it to Coach Grant. So you need to explain it to, not Coach Hutton. Now they're going to take the point off the board. I don't know. Now Randy Hollerud's going to explain some things to head coach Chet Grant, who wants an explanation.
Maybe just an inadvertent missile. Who knows?
Well, he's going to get the free throw. And he misses that one.
Well, that's not going to please Coach Hutton. You blow the whistle during the free throw that you make, so you have to take it off the board because of the whistle. Then he misses the free throw. So it's 12-7. Titans trailing by 5 with the basketball. 2.5 minutes to go. Into the lane is Skinner. Loses a handle on it. Picked up by Kelly on the sideline. Now we're going to get a foul on A.J. Hattelstad. If it is, that's his second already. Boy, if he's talking to Coach Hutton in the pregame, I mean, that's kind of his guy. Kind of his guy he leans on.
He's got to play very aggressive defense and got his hands in there a little bit too much.
Now that is his second foul on Hattelstad, so he's going to have to sit here with 2:15 to go first period. That is the fourth team foul on Sherrard. Driving to the basket is Kelly. Draws contact. Layup no good. No call. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Sherrard. Cole Bizzari hustling his way to a rebound. All the way down the middle of the lane is Hunter Jones. Shot no good. Here comes the Titans on the run out on a long rebound. Skinner good. Good. Well, he gets down the floor.
Oh, he does. Very, very strong with the ball there.
Skinner's first points. And now in transition, the Tigers throw it away. Jordan Cheek with the interception. Kelly will take a three short. Nothing but net, but it was the outside.
Yeah, just kind of short on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he was a little surprised he was so open.
Yeah, I think if he's smart, he'll tell people it was tipped. We got a timeout on the floor with 1:37 to go. It's going to go to Sherrard. 12-9, your score. We'll take a quick 30 here on Sunday 97.7. Back here at Orion High School, both teams back on the floor following the Sherrard timeout. A little full-court pressure by the Titans again. Good job of the Sherrard Tigers breaking that. It's going to lead to a baseline jumper. Short. Rebounded by Hunter Jones. Offensive putback is good.
Rebounding is all heart. You got to have it.
Absolutely. It don't take much talent to rebound. 14-9. Play defense and rebound. That's on you. 14-9. Titans down 5. Jensen Wolbert takes a jumper from the free throw line. Gets cut off on his drive to Skinner. Pull up in the lane is good.
He is very strong with the ball. He's very smooth.
Yeah, and he stops on the dime, and he didn't fade when he stopped. He jumped straight up. Good steal by Frieden, too. Austin Hammond for the bucket in the backcourt.
Very good floor awareness by Frieden there. Body control to get that ball to see Austin. And good strong move by Austin to the back.
Yeah,
the bucket.
And good reflexes by Austin, too, because that was a quick steal by Frieden, and he basically just tapped it right into
Hammond. Absolutely, yeah.
Made a nice catch and was able to finish. So he'll go to the free throw line. Cole Bizzari picks up the foul. That is foul number 5 on Sherrard. Under a minute to go. Hammond back irons the free throw, but rebounded by Lane Frieden. Titans will get a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. It's 14-13. Sherrard. 50 seconds to go first period. Hammond enters it to J.C. Sales. Kicks it out to Frieden. Quickly over to Wolverine. His jumper is good. Rattles it home.
Boy, it was in almost. It was in and without. It goes back in.
15-14, the Titans retake the lead here with 36 seconds to go. And another full-court pressure nearly causes a turnover, but Sherrard will try to get another offense here as the Titans have extended their defense to a trap out front. And it'll be a foul.
Yeah, we're
too hard defense.
We're just trying to make them control the ball. I don't know if they have how their dribbling skills are compared to our defense, but...
And now it looks like Coach Grant's going to bring his defensive team on the floor with 26 seconds to go, expecting Sherrard to play for one, and I fully expect him to as well. Foul is going to go on Jumaane Skinner, his first. Team foul number 3 on Monmouth Roseville, 20 seconds to go here in the first period. Sherrard's spreading the floor a little bit. Ooh.
Good anticipation.
That's it. That was great anticipation.
You can see that right in front of us. There. You can... Jordan reacted very well.
Top of the key, they tried to hit a man in the corner and tipped out of bounds by Cheek. So 16.7. Sherrard, long throw in to the top of the key. Dribbling up top is Hunter Jones. Left wing.
Ooh.
That's Adam Barber. Ooh, almost a travel from the wing. Gets in the lane. Floater no good by Lucas. A shot at the buzzer goes completely over the backboard. It's a good thing we weren't set up in the middle. That would have hit right in our broadcast.
We would have caught that. We wouldn't have no problem there.
Well, after a kind of a slow middle part of the quarter there, the Titans will end the first 8 minutes with the lead, 15-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds from Orion High School. Welcome back to Orion High School here as we get ready to start the second quarter. A little run here by the Titans in the last couple of minutes has given them a one-point lead, 15-14.
They were down, what was it, 12-7 at one point?
Yep.
Down by five and outscore Orion.
Coach Hutton's got this guy playing hard. He wants to, you can just tell, he really wants the W here.
Well, he wants to put his stamp, and I would normally say his stamp on the program. He wants to put his stamp back on the program after a 9-year hiatus and eight of those spent at Mercer County. He's back after 14 years.
And his team always, his teams in Mercer County always played hard. So
always, yeah. I mean, he turned, and like Coach Grant said in the pregame interview, that program was better when he left than it was when he took over, which is all you want. Loose on the floor after a three-pointer in the corner by Sherrard, and we're going to get a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Mama Roseville. It's going to go.
That's a tough call. Wow.
That was a tough call. Wayne Freed going to pick that up.
Going after the ball and.
Finally inbound. A good defense on the inbounds by the Titans. Sherrard had some trouble getting it in. Just due before the five-second call. Top of the key is Tyler Green. Looks like starters on the floor right now for the Sherrard Tigers. Well, Hunter Jones is in for Hattelstaff. As Hattelstaff picked up those two-foot fouls. Going to go out of bounds under the hoop.
Good hustle by Jordan.
It will belong to Sherrard under their own basket. For the Titans, it is the starters. Lane Freed, Nick Kelly, Devonte Skinner, Jordan Cheek, and Jensen Woolbring. 15-14. Night three of the Orion Tip-Off Classic. The Titans 1-1, dropping a 77-66 game to Ullman last night. Good ball club in Ullman. They're going to win some games this year. Maybe not in the Western Big Six, but they're going to win some games this year. Loose on the floor, bodies laying all over the place. Coaches will be happy about that, and it goes right to the Sherrard Tigers, and they'll take it in for the layup. Adam Barber.
Tough right there. Good hustle by the Titans. Just couldn't come up with it.
Kelly will get all the way to the rim and be fouled as a couple of players go tumbling into the stage here.
Yeah, that was a 23 hit the wall pretty hard there.
Yeah, that was Colton Minch. It was, he dove trying to get the basketball, so kudos to Mr. Minch.
Good hustle all the way around there.
That loud noise you heard, folks, was Minch hitting the stage. Well, the foul is going to go on Tyler Green, his first. So Nick Kelly's going to get a couple free throws, and he misses his first one. Kelly, well,
you get free ones. You get free ones. You got to get them.
Yeah. Second free throw on the way by Kelly. Rattles in and out. No good. Sherrard does secure the rebound just barely. So Kelly 0 for 2 from the free throw line. In the corner, trapped is Tyler Green. Kelly and Frieden putting the trap on there, and he throws it from the left corner all the way to the right wing. But then as Hunter Jones is getting ready to make his move to the lane, he took too many steps before he got the ball on the deck.
He knew what he was going to do. Just started a little bit too soon.
16-15. The Titans with a one-point lead. No, Titans trailing by one. Excuse me. Frieden will change that. Lane Frieden, nice jumper from the outside.
Well-designed play there. Move everyone to one side and leave Lane over there.
Now the Titans will retake the lead 17-16. Well, I'll tell you what, Sherrard is doing a great job against this press. Not just breaking it. They're getting some shots off of it in transition. Ball on the floor.
Good hustle by the Titans there.
It's about, what, 4 or 5 of the 10 guys on the floor or on the floor trying to get that grease pig of a basketball.
It was greased up there, you could tell.
Skinner on the left wing waiting for a cutter. Cheek does cut. Nice move down low.
Very nice move.
A little bit more of that in this quarter.
Good pass by Jamani.
Well, the first or second trip down the floor, they made a concerted effort to feed Cheek, and then we didn't hardly see it get it to him again.
Yes. Did a nice job there.
Titans with the steal. So they'll take a three-point lead and the ball. Frieden gets all the way to the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cheek. Back out to Skinner. His three ball on the way. Short. Tipped around and gathered up by the Tigers.
Got to get a foot on someone and get that ball. Can't always out-jump people.
If you are Coach Hutt, you are happy that you're only down three and you have had to set A.J. Hattelstaff for nearly almost a full quarter now. Wild shot on the baseline by Tyler Green is no good. Rebounded by Frieden. He'll throw it down to Jensen Woolbring for the layup.
Good hustle by Jensen.
Great job of the big fellow running the floor. Titans now up 5, 21-16.
Almost a travel there. Looked like he carried it on his hip.
Yes, I don't know how he kept his hand on top of the ball, but official said he did anyway. Jumper on the way. No good. In and out by Colton Minch. Rebounded by Freeden. Picked up a number of rebounds here in this first half. Kelly to Skinner. Reverse layup.
No good.
Good block by 35. Right in front of referee Marty Flaherty. No call, but Flaherty gave the, yep, you got all balls, son. Keep playing. Jumper on the way. No good. Long rebound picked up by Jensen Wolbring. He leads this ball club in rebounds per game with 7. All the way down, Skinner. Little up and under scoop layup. No good, but he's fouled.
Well, I'm not that athletic, but I would have liked to see him go up for an actual layup.
It's easy to sit here and say, I don't. How do you not make that?
Yeah.
I would have thrown a hip if I tried that at this point. Skinner will get a pair of free throws. Fouled on his layup. Foul will go on Hunter Jones, his first. First free throw is good for Jumani. That breaks a string of, three or four free throws in a row.
Yeah.
Skinner with 5, pending the second free throw. 4:15 to go, second quarter, 22-16. Here with the Titans. They get 23-16. Both free throws good by Jumani. He is 6-for-6 on the season. I've already tested my jinx because I am one of the biggest jinx in the media last night during the United West Central game. And, yeah, I'm in midseason form already,
yeah.
So Jelani will miss his next 2 probably. Yeah. I apologize to Titan fans. Tigers with the basketball. They need a bucket here. They're down 7. They went from being up 16-15. 8-0 run by the Titans. They get 23-16.
A little out of control. Well, trying to do a little bit too much.
That's a great way of that's a great observation. They are trying to do too much. Now, taking it down the baseline is Colton Minch. He's fouled by Cheek. His layup is no good, but he'll get a pair.
Must have got him with the body. Sometimes when you throw that arm like that, though, you get a call.
Anticipation. Yeah, Cheek kind of took the big swing like a volleyball spike and missed everything. The anticipation call put Minch at the line. His first free throw is good. Stops the string of 8 points for Monmouth Roseville. Allen Iowa will check out of the ballgame. Freeden will check back in as he got himself a little break. On the floor for the Titans, Kelly, Skinner, J.C. Sells, Lane Freeden, and Jordan Cheek. Second free throw is no good. Tipped around, goes right to Jordan Cheek, luckily for the Titans. On the run, in transition, comes Skinner, floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Cheek up and in.
Good rebound by Jordan.
That just shows that the height advantage Jordan's got tonight because he reached over 2 Sherrard Tigers without fouling with that bucket.
And Jumani can jump. I mean, he was right at the rim there.
He gets that floater to go. I've seen him a couple times, him get in the lane and kind of throw that little floater up. If he gets that to go, he's going to be that third scorer I think we're going to need at about anywhere from 10 to 12 a night.
Oh, he definitely has a talent to be that third scorer.
3 minutes to go, second quarter, 25-17, Titans by 8. With the basketball, the Tigers, A.J. Hattelstedt has checked back into the ballgame for Coach Hutton. He gets it on the right wing, fakes the 3, mid-range jumper, no good, long rebound, tipped around to Skinner, he's on the run. He'll take it right in and no score. Kind of floated away from Cole Bizzari there instead of taking it right at him. Might have got, I'm not sure Bizzari would have been there in time.
No, I think he's just go strong in the rim. And
Lane Freeden gets a chip away from the point guard of Sherrard, and it goes to the wing, and he dives after the basketball. And he gets tied up with Hunter Jones, and they're going to get Cheek the final.
Wow, that's a tough one there.
Yeah. Coach Grant giving the look. That's the look. Like, I'm not quite sure.
Everybody's putting in effort. Everyone's going for the ball, and that's a tough call.
Yeah, they've got one personal foul on Cheek on the board. I've got him for 2, so we'll get that straight now.
They got low on the numbers. Right?
Yeah, they got 2 up on the board. Now they switched it. 25-17. We'll get that straight now at the half. Titans by 8. Sherrard basketball with 2:20 to go. Second quarter. Stolen away by Freeden, who anticipates. Layup is good. Lane Freeden with 6 points here in this first half.
Well, he's carrying us right now. Good defense. Timely basket.
With the basketball in the corner. is Tyler Green. He gets into the lane, but has to kick it back out top of the key. Three-pointer on the way, no good by Hattelstadt. Gets his own rebound. Put back, no good. Rebounded by Sherrard. Hattelstadt, baseline. No good off the glass. Still tipped around, and now we're going to get him over the back.
I was waiting for that call. I mean, it's like, how many times can you see him go over the back before you call it?
Yeah, Cole Minch, I think, is going to pick that out, number 23 for Sherrard. That'll be a one of the bonus for Monmouth Roseville. And I have people tell me all the time, there's no such thing, officials, friends of mine. And yes, I do have friends that are officials. And they say, there is no such thing as over the back, Sean. It's called the push. It's a push foul, not over the back. People have said that for years. I'm going to keep saying it, over the back.
That's how I was raised. It was a call over the back.
That's an over the back call, but
it's officially a push.
Free throw is missed.
So how many times do you see a person push before you call it?
That's right. Shot no good by Tyler Green. Giamonte Skinner with the rebound and the run out to Kelly. 1:25 to go. 27-17, Titans by 10. First double-digit lead for either ball club. Good give and go by Sells from Skinner to Sells. And who is that? Are they going to count the basket?
Nope. It's on the floor.
On the floor. That's really close to a continuation, but Sells is going to get the one of the bonus on it anyway. That was a nice little drop pass to Skinner. Sells made a nice
pass. And he went up, JC went up really strong with the ball. That was a good move on his part as well.
So Sells will get the free throw. 1:18 to go. That is the 19th foul on Sherrard, so the Titans will be in the double bonus from here on out. And now they're going to get Austin Hammond with a push call.
Yeah, push call. He wasn't over the pack,
that's right. Push goal. I got you. So that'll send Colton Minch to the free throw line. Because Austin Hammond picks up his first. That is the 17th foul on Monmouth Roseville with 1:17 to go. Minch is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. First one on the way is good, so he will get a second. He will be rewarded with a second free throw.
What are they shooting free throws tonight, Sean?
They are. 0-for-1 in the first quarter, and now 2-of-3 here in the second quarter, so currently 2-of-4. I think it's 3-of-5.
Free throw must be in lost art or something.
It is.
You usually got to be around 90%, if I remember. You want to hover around 90.
Here's the thing. If you're a 65% free throw shooter now, you're considered a decent free throw shooter. Back in our day, if you were 65%, you better be working on it, because that wasn't good. And it's not just high school. It's college and pro. Free throws are just terrible. Baseline jumper no good by Skinner. Rebound put back by Hammond over a couple of Sherrard Tigers.
Very very tough rebound and good basket by Austin.
He uses his size. He's tough.
Yes, he is.
29-18. Titans now by 11. This is their biggest lead of the ball game with under a minute to go. Hattelstadt trying to drive on Kelly. Kelly having nothing to do with that.
A little push off there, I thought, yeah.
Hattelstadt had to give it up and then gave Kelly a little push after he got rid of it. Driving baseline floater on the way. No good by Bizzari. Picked up by the Tigers. Oh, that's a good drop pass from Bizzari to Ethan Earl for the bucket. Because it looked like Bizzari was hemmed in by a couple of Titans, and he just a little no-look drop pass from block to block.
Yeah, Mr. Kelly got the ball, and then they got it stolen from him.
Titans by 8 now. They'll play for 1 with 10 seconds on the clock. Kelly. Better hurry. Down to 8. Sells with it. Back to Kelly with 6. He'll drive baseline all the way to the rim and score with 2.2. That's not going to make Coach Hutton happy at all. He is livid that they let Kelly get baseline there with under 5 seconds to go.
Coach Hutton knew it was going to happen, and none of his players did.
All right, your score at the half. It is 31-21. The Titans have methodically got their lead up to 10 points here as we enter the halftime break. We're going to take a 3-minute break and come back with more Titan basketball here on Sunny 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Orion High School. We are at the halftime break of the Sherrard Tiger Monmouth Roseville basketball game. It's the first game of the night tonight here on night 3 of the Orion Tip-Off Classic. This is the halftime show sponsored by Robert Thompson Trucking. For all your rock, sand, dirt, and grain hauling needs, call Robert Thompson Trucking at 768-2697. Again, your score, the Monmouth Roseville Titans, 31-21. The Titans trailed, what was it, 16-15?
Yep.
Then went on an 8-0 run to take a 23-16 lead, and then have kind of, again, methodically got it up to 10 points. And boy, I'll tell you what, Sherrard came out and played hard right out of the gate and kind of put the Titans on their heels a little bit.
Playing very aggressive. Man-to-man defense, getting into a passing lane, making it difficult for us.
Yeah, you just didn't know. I know we're deeper than Sherrard is right now. And so you knew it was just going to be a matter of time before the depth was going to take over. I mean, you can come out like a ball of fire there at the start of the ball game, but you got to make it last for 16 minutes in the first half, and just eventually they're going to wear you down.
This is eerily similar to our game that I've watched Monmouth playing Mercer County. You know, they always play hard, always play tough, just don't have enough to, in those past years, to play with us.
It's amazing, when you see so many games throughout the year, and I've seen so many different teams play for the past 5 years, all the way from, 3A level with Gilbert, all the way down to the 1A level with West Central and United, Monmouth Roseville. I mean, I've seen a lot of teams play. It's amazing how many teams take on the persona of their head coach.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's defense or offense or what we get, the intensity, diving all over the floor to get a ball, absolutely. They do take on the persona of their coach.
Coach Anderson with Macomb, head coach Jeremy Anderson, who I think is just an excellent coach. No matter where he's at, his ball clubs are going to play good defense. They're going to be patient offensively and just give you all kinds of fits. He did it when he was at Abingdon Avon with Monmouth Roseville. They took an undefeated team into Abingdon Avon and got beat by Coach Anderson, and now he's moved on to Macomb, and we're having fits with Macomb since he's been there as well.
Well, and the game
with
and a lot of good sets. Mm-hmm. I love their sets on offense are very neat to watch,
and I think this tight ball club kind of takes on the persona of Coach Grant as well.
Absolutely, Coach Grant's an intense individual, wants to win, very passionate, and you see that in all of his players. Whether it's someone who starts every minute of the game or someone who may come off the bench the last 2 minutes, there's a lot of intensity in all of his players.
Let's take a look at the scoring here in the first half. First for the Sherrard Tigers. They were led in scoring by A.J. Hattelstadt, 5 points, but that came real early, and then A.J. picked up his second foul there about midway through the first quarter, and that's really when they went kind of stagnant, but they were still in the ball game, so he bought a lot of time with Hattelstadt on the bench.
Well,
that's going to pay dividends in the second half.
Well, and when he came back in, he was a little cold. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
4 points for Hunter Jones. Also 4 points for Adam Barber. This is all for Sherrard. 3 points for Tyler Green. And 3 points also for Colt Minch. And 2 points for Nathan Earl. That gives the Sherrard Tigers their 21-point total. They are 3 of 4 from the, 3 of 5 from the free throw line for the first half. Switching over to the Monmouth Roseville Titans. Balanced scoring. Love to see that. Lane Frieden, Jumani Skinner, Jordan Cheek with 6 points apiece. 5 points for Jensen Wolbring, 4 points for Austin Hammond, and also 4 points for Nick Kelly. Jensen Wolbring, it's a good first half.
Yes. On the lane, making some of those tough defensive plays, getting some steals in there. Jensen with some timely rebounds, and Jordan with some good post moves. I mean, I just love to watch Nick Kelly and Jumani play and dribble, and they're just so good.
There's such a tough matchup, especially Jumani playing out on the wing. You're going to have to put somebody athletic out there on him, and that's going to allow Nick to kind of work there from the top of the key on him.
And watching Nick dribble, and he just commands the floor. I mean, he's just so confident with the ball, and plays very tough defense.
The old cliche is, he's got the ball looking like a ball on a yo-yo, and it does. It looks like it's a yo-yo in his hand, like he can do whatever he wants with it.
He can do a lot of things with that basketball.
We've got something coming up on the Prairie Radio. It's called Deep Freezing for Food that you have been a part of every year since you've been at Monmouth Roseville. And it's kind of a combined effort with Monmouth Roseville. You guys are collecting some food as well.
Yes, each of the schools are collecting items, and they're doing competitions within the schools themselves. And it's a great program. It's great to be a part of, and I don't think people understand how much it means to kids.
It is December 6th, 7th, and 8th for our Freezing for Food. We'll be stationed outside of Save-A-Lot Foods once again. Same old deal. We'll have all kinds of guests. I mean, we're getting to be where there's a waiting list for guests for this, and it's cold. I don't understand it.
This is like a to-do event, and
for those 3 days. It's the place to be. And and all the community members that come out and help and volunteer and stand and freeze. And it does get very cold when you're out there. And if you don't plan, and if you're in your dress shoes and then you have your dress socks and
or some silly costume.
I'm not sure what your costume is going to be this year.
I don't really know. I usually leave that up to Jack Toll, which is scary in itself. So.
Well, I think if when you get the administrators up there, I think he should look for several costumes. I don't think there'd be shy at all to do wear some costumes.
Yeah, I think that is a great idea. We should shift this whole costume thing off of me onto the school administrator.
No, I'm saying in addition to.
All right. Well, then that's a whole other story. But you guys do a great job. The whole school district. I mean, practically everybody in the school district comes out and helps us freeze.
Well, and for our kids, it's a good event to be a part of to take with them the rest of their lives and do good things for others in their community. And I think it's very cool to be a part of it.
And we will be, once again, outside of Save-A-Lot Foods in Monmouth, just off the square in downtown Monmouth, December 6th, 7th, and 8th, from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. So come and donate some food, some non-perishable food items, or cash, because we
will
visit.
Yep. Yeah.
The more cash we get, the less I have to stand freezing cold. I get to go in and shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's been taking the money before I get to it anymore.
All right, we're underway second half. The Titans with a 31-21 lead over the Sherrard Tigers. Starters on the floor both ways for the Titans. Frieden, Kelly, Skinner, Cheek, and Walbrink. They enter it down into Cheek. A little turnaround jumper is no good. Kind of flips it up with a baby hook there. On the run out comes Sherrard. Good defense by the Titans to get back down the floor. Looked like Sherrard was going to have a 2-on-1, maybe a 3-on-2, and good hustle by the gray-shirted Titans. On the wing is Colton Mintz holding against Skinner. The Titans have kind of picked up the
defense
even more here in the second half. Frieden is guarding Havelstad. Now he's going to be doubled by Cheek at the timeline. Havelstad trying to get out of that and does. Finds Cole Bizzari. The thing is, if you can get the offensive player to find somebody not in shooting position, your defense is good. Boy, Havelstad, good little step-back jumper from the free throw line is good.
Very nice play.
Yeah,
good defense, though. I mean, it was a bad defense. He made a good play.
If you're a Titan fan, you're hoping Havelstad picks up that quick third one. Jensen Wolbrink misses a jumper from just outside the left elbow. Left elbow extended. Havelstad, three on the way. Short, backside rebound by Cheek. Boy, if that goes, it's a whole new ball.
Oh, yeah.
And Skinner will lose it in transition. It looks like he was ready to put a move on before he got both hands on the basketball.
Tried to move a little bit too quick there.
See that in about every sport. I've seen receivers do that. I've seen fielders on the baseball teams do the same thing. Make the catch and then do what you're going to do with it. Sherrard with the basketball, trailing by 8 with 6:20 to go third quarter. 0-1, Sherrard losing last night, 43-40 to Prophetstown. The Titans dropped a 77-66 game to Ullman, but did start the tournament off. Oh, great job by Nick Kelly to step in and take the charge as Colton Mintz was trying to get to the rim.
Very good charge.
That's the third foul on Colton Mintz. First team foul.
That's something that Coach Cole prides his players in, taking that charge.
Absolutely. Step in there. There's if you lead in that stat, he gets some big kudos from the coaching staff. Kelly will drive baseline on a pass from Cheek. He has to give it up to Wolbrink. Oh, and they found Cheek on a flash across the lane. Good pass by
Wolbrink. Nice pass.
And the same thing. I think Cheek was getting ready to pick that up and lay it in for an uncontested layup. Went right through his hand.
Could be their hands getting a little sweaty, just starting the first half.
I think they'll be all right. And a turnover by Monmouth Roseville as well. So it's going to go to Sherrard. Again, trailing by 8 points. Titans have not scored here in this third quarter with 5:46 to go. Ooh, having some problems getting it in, and they do. Now they'll break the pressure. Now they got a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Good pass on the baseline. Is shot missed by Adam Barber. Boy, Pulbazari had a nice little drop pass, and Barber just missed the layup.
Got to hit those in games like this. Got to hit it.
Yeah, down 8, you got to definitely have those, especially if you're struggling to score.
Yep.
Frieden has to give it up to Kelly. Jumper, right elbow. Give it the shooter's bounce.
Well, that was a definite shooter's bounce there.
Titans back up by 10.
First points of the second half for Kelly and Monmouth Roseville. Just over 5 minutes to go, third quarter. 33-23 Monmouth Roseville. Hattle sat with the basketball. Will drive baseline. Gets by Cheek. Runs right into Jensen Wolverine, who will pick up the blocking foul.
Almost got there in time.
I don't know. I was right in front of him.
He almost got there in time. Hattlestat, that would have been a big one. That would have been Hattlestat's third with 5 minutes to go on the third. Instead, he'll get a pair of free throws. First one is missed. Again, 3 of 5 in the first half for the Tigers. Tight, not good from the free throw line. 5 of 12.
You make those, it's a completely different game.
Absolutely. Second free throw by Hattlestat is good. He now has 8 points in the ball game. He is the game high scorer right now for both teams.
I think you stop him and get him in this lane for sure.
Yeah, this is Schroeder pace here to start this second half. They can get themselves back in the ballgame. Good pass from Frieden to Wolverink, who
Very good pass by Jensen.
Nice. You don't see the old-fashioned hook pass anymore.
Very selfless play.
Tightens up by 11. Sending their halftime lead of 10. Driving baseline right around Kelly with Tyler Green. That's not going to make Coach Grant happy.
I think he's left-handed, too.
Yeah. I think he must have forgot because he let him go right around on that left side. Skinner to Cheek in the corner. Kelly, history on the way. Good.
Big basket there.
Kelly with 9. He's the game high scorer now. The Titans are up 12. It's their biggest lead of the ball game. Halfway through the third quarter. Hattlestat will drive on Cheek. Takes it right in on Kelly. Kelly falls down. The shot is missed. No call anywhere. Rebound to Cheek. He'll get it to Kelly. Top of the key behind the back dribble. To Frieden, trying to enter it into Jensen Wolverine, but tipped away by Adam Barber, leads to a run out by Sherrard. That's a nice move.
Very nice
Hunter
move.
Jones.
Very nice move.
He split a couple of Titans there and still had the presence of mind and the control of his body to get it to the rim. Now Cheek will take it hard to the rim and be fouled on the floor.
Almost got it to go.
And it's gonna, are they going to call that a shooting foul? Or what are they going to call on the floor? Kind of what I thought. I don't know what I thought, but it'll be Titan basketball under their own hoop.
Up by 10. Coach Grant's questioning the referee on that one.
Hammond. It's Hammond, Sells, Skinner, Wolverine, and Kelly on the floor now for Monmouth Roseville. They swing it to Kelly left wing. Back to Skinner, top of the key. Flashing across the lane to Sells. Don't see him. Back to Kelly, top of the key. He'll drive down the lane. Gets it stolen away by Hattlestat. He'll take it all the way in. Token defense by the Titans. Bump as he gets to the rim by Skinner. Hattlestat's bucket is good, and he'll go to the free throw line. That's bad transition defense by Monmouth Roseville.
Well, that's a tough call there. I don't.
He didn't get a lot of it. Just enough of a bump. And I think Coach Grant's going to take a timeout here and talk about it. With 3:03 to go, we'll take, that's a 30-second timeout, so let's keep it here. This is a Tickham's Electric timeout. And if you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tickhamselectric.com. Titans by 8, 38-30. Sure to put on a little push here.
Yeah, we just got to get control of the ball a little bit, you know, run our offense, make sure we hit the boards when a shot goes up.
Hattlestat's free throw could make it 38-31, a seven-point ball game if he can get this free throw to go. And gets it to go. He does complete the three-point play. So now Hattlestat with 9 equals Nick Kelly's point total. For Monmouth Roseville,
it is. Can free and come back in.
It is a 7-point game, 38-31. On the wing is Skinner. Gives it back up to Sell, top of the key. They swing it to Kelly right wing in the corner to Freed. Cross-court pass to Skinner.
Back to Freed. He fakes a three. Drop passes it down into Cheek. Can't handle it. And goes to Sells. And Coach Hutton, it looks like Jordan Cheek slid to get the basketball before it goes out of bounds. And then kind of stood up with it. Coach Hutton said, how's that not a travel? And Marty Flaherty's explaining it to him why that's not a travel. They both get a chuckle out of it.
He knew why it wasn't a travel. He was just trying to set the stage for a travel sometime down the road.
Let the chess games begin. Third game in. Top of the key, Hattelstadt. Being guarded by Sells. A good job by J.C. Cuts off a drive by Hattelstadt. She has to give it up to Barber. Back to the top of the key. Baseline. Nolan Lucas. Back to Barber. Out with the basketball and calling out a new play is Hunter Jones. Good defense by Monmouth Roseville.
Very good defense.
They enter it down into Hattelstadt. Puts a move on J.C. Sells. No good. Might have got a little piece of the arm. No call. Leads to a run out by the tight. Kelly. Great pass to Frieden with a layup.
Nice finish by Frieden.
Frieden with eight. With 1:45 to go here in the third quarter, it is a 40-31 game.
Great hustle. Great pass.
Boy, he gets down the floor. We were talking about Skinner getting down the floor so quick. Kelly really got down the floor
quick.
And now Coach Hutton wants to talk about this little run by the Monmouth Roseville Titans. He's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a 30-second timeout here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI, 40-31, Monmouth Roseville leading Sherrard. Back here at Orion High School, night three of the Orion Tip-Off Classic. The Titans 1-1. Monmouth Roseville beating Orion 64-32 on Monday night, then losing a 10-point ball game to the Allman Pioneers 76-66. Fantastic night by one of the Patois brothers. 27 points, I think 7 three-pointers. Titans have defended the three ball a little bit better tonight. A little shaky at the start, but
yeah,
a little bit better
good
tonight.
Good defense. Getting their hand up and at least get a hand in the face.
Tigers with the basketball. Hattelstadt cut off by Sells on his drive.
Good defense by J.C. there.
Back to Hattelstadt. A little clear out for A.J. Tipped away by Skinner. Back to Hattelstadt. He finds Barber on the baseline. His shot is blocked by Cheek. And coming up a little gimpy on that left leg. Got, I don't know if he come down on maybe one of the Tigers.
I think he
shoes, but boy, he's in a little bit of pain. You don't usually see Jordan Cheek.
No.
Showing. He gets hurt. He doesn't show that much pain, and he finally gets to the bench, and he's in a lot of pain holding that left ankle now on the sideline.
He's moving all right, though. I just
rolled her over a little bit.
Maybe just get a little time off the bench.
Foul's going to go on Nolan Lucas on the Skinner drive, and he misses the free throw. And
we'll take a foul on Jensen.
Yeah, Jensen Wolverick is going to go over the back.
No,
who'd you call?
No, push call.
Push call. Crack myself there.
I've just heard it for all my life, you know, it's over the back, over the back. And
your score is 42-31. They're gonna say that basket count. I wonder why he didn't get two shots. They're gonna say the basket counted by Giovanni on the foul by Nolan Lucas in the corner. Three ball on the way. It's good. That's a good arcing shot by Cole Dazari. His first points of the game. He's got three, and the lead is eight for Monmouth Roseville, 42-34. Skinner with the top of the key again. His bucket counted last time down the floor, and missed his three-point play opportunity. So Kelly with the basketball now and an 8-point lead under 30 seconds to go. Wolbrink gives it up to Skinner out on the left wing. Extended. Drives on Hattelstadt. Throws one off the glass.
Wow.
And good. That was one of those shots of your coach, Grant. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Down the other way, Lucas. Lucas will put up a shot. No good with 11 seconds left. Wolverine gets his head taken off on the rebound.
Yeah.
No call there. Well, he got an elbow, right in the side of the head, but he's all right. Comes to Hattelstadt. His shot no good. Picks up his own rebound, and it will count. A.J. Hattelstadt with 8 points in the third quarter. The score, 44-36. Monmouth Roseville leading Sherrard. As we get ready to head to the fourth quarter, we'll take a 30-second break right here on Sunny 97.7 WMOI.
Welcome back to Orion High School. I'm Sean Temple with Ed Fletcher tonight on the call. Jeff Thompson getting the night off. He'll be back Friday night. I think he's going to have Pat Reff working with him on Friday night. First chance to hear Pat Reff on the air this season. One of the rotating guys, I think. You've got Craig Anderson. You've got Michael Blazing. Pat Reff helps him out. Scott McClintock. I think he's going to grab a couple more.
I do it, and then it's a groundswell of support and for me to do it again, and then if for another year.
The station could not ignore it any longer. We had to get Mr. Fletcher back on the air. Had to. And now, out of the first play, out of the inbounds on the third quarter, the Titans get a nice trap at midcourt. That forces Coach Hutton to take another time
out. That could come in big in the fourth quarter.
9 seconds into the quarter, Coach Hutton has to call a timeout.
You know, it's always tough to, you know, do you just lose a possession or do you call a timeout? You know, what is the, how do you decide? And he made the call and called the timeout.
They're down to two now. Gerard down to two timeouts on the board. By the way, that was a Pickham's Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to pickhamselectric.com. 44-36, it will be Sherrard basketball. I knew I was going to say Orion being in this gym. Good pass from Hattelstadt. Layup missed by Colton Mintz as Hattelstadt took it to the rim, got cut off, and found a cutter on the other side, and now it'll be tipped out of bounds on the Titans offensive end. They're going to say it's off Mama Roseville.
That was a good set play out of the timeout by Sherrard there.
Skinner whipped the pass across to a teammate across the lane, and they're going to say it was out on Mama's Roseville. So Sherrard needs a bucket here. 44-36. They're not in danger territory with 7.5 minutes to go in the ball game. But for a team that struggles to score, you can't waste too many more possessions here in the fourth quarter.
At this stage of the game, every possession counts.
Hattelstadt will drive. Picked up by Wolbrink. Has to shoot over Wolbrink, and they're going to say, oh, all right. I thought they were going to give the foul to Jensen Wolbrink. They're going to give it to J.C. Sells as he was coming by because Wolbrink didn't touch him. And Jensen looked at his official. That better not be on me. And it's going to go on J.C. Sells.
I didn't see a foul there at all, but I
was watching Hattelstadt rising up on the jumper, and I think J.C. Sells did something down low. And Hattelstadt gets the first free throw to go.
Fairly obvious. They're going to Hattelstadt all the time now.
Yeah, he's the only really legitimate scorer I've seen in a white jersey tonight.
I'd force them to just tee him up and make somebody else score.
Somehow get the ball out of his hand. You know, throw a double at him once he gets it out on the perimeter. He makes a move. It's a six-point ball game now, 44-38. Titans led by, was it 12? 11 or 12 was the biggest lead they had. So, and another foul on Mama Roseville.
No, that was on
Sherrard as Alex Rosa was driving to the hoop. It's going to go on Ethan Earl, foul number two. 14 fouls on each team with 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Skinner, between the leg dribble on the wing, will get to the rim, hangs in the air just long enough to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Basket was no good, but it's a little tied up with Hunter Jones, too, there.
Yeah, a little chippy. Yeah, chippy there.
And all that little feeling in the game. I like a little feeling in the game. Fourth foul on Colt Mintz. Fifth foul, team-wise, on Sherrard, and that'll put Skinner at the free throw line. And this is the first one. The Titans are now 0-for-2 in the second half. That means they are 5-of-14 for the ball game.
Well, I remember playing high school basketball, when we missed free throws, we ran and ran and ran and then shot, blocked the free throw.
Second free throw on the way. This time it's good. And I remember back in the day, there was a year where they struggled to shoot 50% as a team. And, you know, and I know Coach Grant got 1,000 questions. What is going on? Make these guys shoot free throws. Good pass by Hattelstadt.
Good hustle.
And better hustle by Austin Hammond to tip it out of bounds.
Yep.
And Coach Grant told me, he said, I've had them running before school. I've had them running after school. I run them after running sprints, or I have them shoot, you know, when they're not tired. I've tried everything. Boy, three ball by Hattelstadt. That was a catch and shoot right off the inbound. It's a four-point ball game, 45-41.
They better get somebody on him. He's getting hot.
He said, I have shot any way possible. Hammond misses a three, rebounded by that's Adam Barber for the Tigers. And he said, you know, no matter what I can do, they're just not making them in the game. They make them fine in practice. Driving to the rim is Ethan Earl into the ballgame for Sherrard. Cut off by Hammond. For the Tigers, he cuts this to a two-point ballgame. Hattelstadt shot on the way. No good. Rebounded by Jensen Wolbrink. Ooh, boy, if that goes, it's a two-point ball
good
game.
Tough rebound there. Yep. Good rebound.
Good shot by Hattelstadt. Got inside, just outside the lane and rose up. Boy, what a great pass from Jensen Wolbrink to a cutting Jumaane Skinner. The lob pass, layup is good, and he'll go to the free throw line. Wow.
That's what you call a pretty play.
Jensen Wolbrink's a good passing big man.
Yes, he is.
He's averaging, on the stats, he's averaging two assists a game. That's not bad for a big man. Foul's going to go on Earl. That's his third. And Skinner will make the free throw. That's good to see, too.
Finally.
So Skinner now having a nice ball game. He's sitting on 14 points and another timeout taken, this time by Monmouth Roseville. They have three left. It is a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. This timeout and every timeout, as always, sponsored by Tinkham's Electric. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Tinkham's Electric at 335-3034 or go to tinkhamselectric.com. The Monmouth Roseville JV is also in a tournament here in Orion. They fell in their first ball game last night at the tournament bracket here. They lost a 35-32 game to Sherrard. So they will play now on the consolation side of the bracket, and they'll come back and play Friday morning at 10 a.m. They'll take on Prophetstown, who were drilled by Orion 49-10. Talk a little bit more about that on the postgame show. Right now it is 48-41. The Titans extended their lead back to 7 after the Tigers cut it to 4. Now trapped in the corner right in front of a broadcast location is Tyler Green. He gets out of that. They swing it to Barber. Top of the key, three ball on the way from Ethan Earl is no good. Rebounded by Barber. Nobody around him. Nobody got a body on Adam Barber.
Nobody hit the board there. That's unacceptable. They got to hit the board.
Yeah, a couple of gray-shirted Titans just kind of standing flat-footed, and the ball comes right to Barber, and he just jumped back up and laid it in. Five-point game, 48-33. Sells with it. Back out to Hammond on the right wing. Skinner swings it to Kelly. Drives in. Kicks it to Wolverine. He fakes a shot on the baseline, tries to spin, loses the basketball, but it will go out of bounds on Sherrard. The Titan basketball. And still on the sideline is Jordan Cheek. He's got his foot up on the bench now at the end of the bench.
I was going to say the same thing. He
might be done for the night. No sense of risking anything on, you know, game three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Foul on Sherrard as they foul Nick Kelly as he goes up for a shot. We'll see who they give the foul to. It'll be Tyler Green. Foul number two, team foul number seven, so the Titans will be shooting free throws.
Oh,
and I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Kelly misses the first of his two shots, so he will get a second. But now when you start shooting one of the bonuses, you won't get that second shot.
You got to make them.
Kelly's second free throw this time is good. He is 1-for-4 tonight. 49-43. 6-point lead for Monmouth Roseville right at the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Right wing is Green, dribbling on Kelly. Kelly picks up the defensive pressure a little bit, and then Green goes around him. Throws up a shot off the glass and bailed out by Randy Hollerud there. Because Jensen Wolbrink stepped up to cut off the drive, and rule of verticality, I think Jensen Wolbrink was just fine there. I didn't see the hands go down towards the shooter, but, Green's going to get two free throws. That's personal.
That's why I don't wear a striped shirt.
I've had people tell me, obviously I can't no longer play. Well, I could never play, but I can't play. Coaching, is starting to come to an end as well. Why don't you get into officiating? No, I don't think so. Tyler Green's second free throw is missed. Rebounded by Monmouth Roseville.
Oh, that would be on this end.
This shot by Skinner in the lane, rebounded by Sherrard. I have told those people, why would I want to put up with people like me?
Exactly.
Why would I want to do that? In the corner, Adam Barber right in front of us. To Hattelstadt. They clear out for Hattelstadt. Tries to drive on JC. Good job by Sells to cut off that drive from Hattelstadt. He has to give it up. In the corner to Earl. Back to Hattelstadt. Floater no good. Gets his own rebound. Scores and will go to the free throw line.
That's a lot of standing around by gray shirts under the hoop as Hattelstadt just basically goes through three gray shirts to get the rebound. Who didn't leave the floor?
Yeah, no. I think I always call rebounding heart, and you got to have heart to rebound.
Right now, Hattelstadt's got all kinds of heart here in the second half. This free throw is good. It is a three-point ball game, 49-46 now. Hattelstadt in the second half has 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 points, 21 for the game. And, well, they got it to 22. I must have missed a free throw on there somewhere. 5, 10, 13.
Well, nonetheless, when he shoots the ball like that, you got to want to rebound it.
And now Skinner's entry pass to a cutting Friedman across the lane is tipped out of bounds by Sherrard. Again, this is a three-point ball game, 49-46 with 4:04 to go. They have really cut into this lead since George Cheek has had to sit with the, we're guessing, a rolled ankle.
We have a match their intensity.
And the inbounds pass, foul on the inbounds pass. That's going to be Colt Mintz. He's going to foul out. It was a whistle blew. He had started heading right for the bench. He knew it was him.
He knew it.
So Barber, who was trying to get a little bit of a break there, has to come right back into the ball game. Big free throws here from J.C. Sells. It's a one in the bonus. That's a pair of free throws in the second quarter. Checking out of the ball game is Jumani Skinner. On the floor for Monmouth Roseville is Austin Hammond, Lane Frieden, J.C. Sells, Jensen Wolbrink, and Nick Kelly. Second free throw missed as well by J.C. Sells. This is a both and rebounded by the Tigers, a three-pointer, and we're tied up. Driving all the way to the rim and a scoop shot wildly thrown up by Hunter Jones. And then Kelly is going to be fouled in the backcourt by Keith and Earl. That'll put Kelly on the free throw.
Oh, he knew that pass was going to go in for a bucket. That's why he was upset there.
Good foul by Earl.
Yep, that was a good foul.
Even though it's his fourth, that's one you got to take in a three-point ball game. If Kelly will go to the free throw line, especially.
Yeah,
if the way we're shooting free throws. Sending Mama throws to the free throw line is a good idea. Yeah, Kelly gets the roll
the
on that one. Hit
get
the bottom of the rim and just fell over the front. And the officials really starting to clean some stuff up. Every free throw I've seen them chatting with at least a couple kids for both teams. Trying to settle things up here. And like you said, getting a little bit chippy.
We got to match that intensity, though.
Little feeling in the game. Four-point lead. Big free throw here by Kelly with 3:52 to go is good. He's 3 for 4 in this quarter from the free throw line. 5-point lead for Monmouth Roseville. Under 4 minutes to go. Left wing. Cole Bazzari holding against, oh, what a great pass. Couldn't handle it, so they kick it to the corner. Three ball on the way is good from Tyler Green. It is a two-point game, 51-49. That was a great job of Adam Barber. Lost the handle on what would have been a layup and had the presence of mind to find Green in the corner for the three ball. And now the Titans will throw it away as Wolverine tries to get them all the way, cut himself. And now Coach Grant's going to want to take a full timeout. Get 60 seconds to toss this one over. Your score, Monmouth Roseville leading the Sherrard Tigers 51-49 with 3:22 to go. We'll take a 30-second break right here on Sunny 97.7. Welcome back to Orion High School. It's the Orion Tip-Off Classic. Monmouth Roseville taking on the Sherrard Tigers. Monmouth Roseville trying to get their second win of the tournament. They are 1-1. Sherrard had the first night off. They lost to Hoppestown 43-40 last night. It's a two-point ball game here. This was a looked like a comfortable 10-point lead about the time that Jordan Cheek rolled an ankle. He's sitting on the bench with his foot up. Now, that's it. He doesn't look comfortable at all. That might be a little worse than maybe we think it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Sherrard now with a chance to tie with a two, take the lead with a bucket. Oh, great cut. Layup. Cole Bazzari on the find from Hunter Jones, top of the key. We're tied. 51 all with 3 minutes to go. This got interesting quick.
Standing up, flat-footed on defense. Got to move their feet.
Kelly now trying to get to the baseline. Good defense. They got to get it out of his hand. He throws it away. And it's going to be a timeout taken by Coach Hutt. He's down to one timeout left with 2:53 to go as his guard was trapped along the baseline there, the sideline.
Yeah. That's an interesting timeout call. I'm not sure about that.
51-51 here in the fourth quarter. What a second half by A.J. Hattelstadt. And it's a good thing. Looking back now, it's a good thing he got in foul trouble in the first half, because what kind of numbers would he have put up even then?
Absolutely. We got to match their intensity, and I think right now they want it a little more than we do. Like Coach Grant said in the pregame show, this will tell a lot about our ability to bounce back.
And they did a pretty good job of this in the first half. And here's the thing. I mean, we talked about it during the last break with Jordan Chekov before. This is where Sherrard has made their run. The Titans are going to have to learn how to play with Jordan Chekov before. He can't play 32 minutes every night. And he's going to get in foul trouble at times.
You know, a couple guys, you know, not playing within the system that Coach Grant probably wants them to play within, trying to do a little bit too much. And, you know, in a close game, every possession counts.
51 all. Sherrard basketball, chance to take their first lead in quite some time. And they're going to dribble off their foot. Saved by Kelly. Still loose in the backcourt. Picked up by Skinner. Right place, right time.
Good hustle.
Yeah, maybe that last timeout is a little bit more sense of urgency here for Monmouth Roseville. 2.5 minutes to go. They lead by two. 53-51 over Sherrard. A lot of dribbling by Hunter Jones. Finally gives it up. Back to the top of the key to Hattelstadt. Got Skinner guarding him. That'll be a fun matchup. Hattelstadt gets him to the lane.
Wow, push off there. But
pass. Missed layup by Tyler Green. Gets his own rebound. No good. Off of Sherrard. Titans caught a huge break. That was a point-blank layup. Missed by Tyler Green on a great pass from Hattelstadt.
Saw a push off there as well, but
the end of the game comes Alton Hammond.
Easy for me to say. Easy for me to say.
This is why I'll never have a whistle around my neck, coaching, basketball, or refereeing. And on a Skinner drive to the hole, being fouled, Tyler Green's going to pick up the foul. He didn't quite agree with that one either. But Jumaane Skinner's going to go to the free throw line. We are in the double bonus. That's a 10th team foul on the Sherrard Tigers. So Skinner will get two. First one on the way. This is a flag.
We're kind of guiding them. When I watch them, they're not shooting. They're just guiding.
Yep.
Kind of flipping it at the rim
just kind of flicking it instead of trusting your trust the process.
Good arch and good form.
Second free throw by Skinner is on the way. And short. Gets his own rebound. Boy, that's good hustle rebound by Skinner. Titan. Three ball. Fake. By Hammond, he'll float in and get it to go off the
good
line.
Move. Very nice move by Austin.
It's hard to put floater and Austin Hammond in the same sentence, but that was a floater from Austin Hammond.
I've watched him do that for years now.
Driving baseline is Ethan Earl. Shot on the way, no good. Three ball, rebounded by Hattelstadt. Gets it taken away from him by Sells. Back to Hattelstadt. No good. Rebound to Sells. He's fouled, no call. Throws it away to Sherrard. Man, he was
hammered.
Three guys hanging on his arm on that. All he could do was just try to get rid of it and threw it into a crowd of Tigers. Minute and a half to go. Titans by four, 55-51. Shot on the way, short by Paul Bazzari. On the floor, bodies laying all over the place. Skinner comes up with it to Kelly. On the run, Dick will back things out. Good choice with a minute 15 to go. Could have pushed it.
Nope. Yeah, very good move on his part.
And now Coach Grant's going to want to talk about it. He's going to take one of his two timeouts left. So now each coach has one timeout remaining with 1:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 55-51. Monmouth Roseville leads Sherrard. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to Orion High School here on Sunday 97.7. Thanksgiving Eve basketball here at the Orion Tournament Classic. Some play on Wednesdays and some don't. I know Orion always has.
Yep. Oh, I don't mind this at all.
Yeah, well, not at all. I know Quincy. Quincy's still, and they've done it for years, they start their tournament on Thanksgiving. They have two or three games at the Devil Den down there.
Burn off some of the calories?
Sure. I don't know if my wife would go for it, but I wouldn't mind spending Thanksgiving in a gym.
My wife would not.
Yeah, I know mine would. All right, inbounded to Nick Kelly now. A minute at the midcourt line. And Coach Hutton for Sherrard wanted an over in the back because they had Nick Kelly trapped at midcourt. And there were two Sherrard Tigers hanging all over him, and they called a foul and not the over and back. And I couldn't see from here.
I couldn't tell
whether Nick's foot went back in the backcourt or not. As it is, Hunter Jones is going to pick up foul number two. And Kelly's going to get a couple free throws short.
short on his first one, so he will get a second one.
This is a big free throw.
10 for 25 now, as we did some totaling up during the last timeout. Currently 10 for 25 right now for the free throw line. His mom at Roseville.
Very fine. Good shot. He shot at that time.
Five-point lead, 56-51, with 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Driving baseline. Layup no good by Cole Bazzari, but he's going to be fouled on the drive, and Coach Grant isn't going to like them allowing Bazzari to get to the baseline in the first place.
You got to block it. You never let anybody go baseline on you.
J.C. Sells is going to pick up his fourth personal foul. And that will send Bazzari to the line. It'll be his first free throws of the night. First one is long. 56-51 with 54 seconds to go. Both free throws could have made it a one possession game.
Well, I mean they're a little bit cold right now too, free throw line.
It's the second one to go. Bazzari with 6 points all in the second half. One of the few players, the Tigers, that have scored in the second half besides Hattelstad.
Yeah.
56-52, four-point game. Titans break the full court pressure by Sherrard, now set up in their run-the-clock offense with 40 seconds to go, doing a good job of getting rid of it. Kelly tries to find Frieden, and he's going to be fouled just before he gets to the backcourt. And that is going to be Tyler Green, some fourth personal foul, I believe. You wait for it up on the board, yes.
Yeah, these are big free throws now.
Lane Frieden, 2 for 2 in the first quarter. They were his first free throws of the season. We'll see if Frieden wants to be the one at the free throw line here down the stretch. Or better yet, if we want Frieden to be at the free throw line down the stretch. First free throw by Lane is up and good.
He's shooting them. You know, I think a couple other guys are just kind of flicking. They're not using their legs and not getting good arch on the ball. Kind of guiding it.
Yeah, don't think.
Yep,
don't think. Just shoot me. 57-52, 36 seconds to go. Second free throw line is good as well. Frieden is 4 for 4 from the free throw line. It's getting back there. 58-52, Titans by 6 with 30 seconds to go. Tiger basketball. Hattelstad trying to drive on Skinner. Has to give it up. Three-pointer on the way from the wing. No good. That was Ethan Earl with his three, and now we got a jump ball between Nick Kelly and Cole Bazzari and possession, luckily, to Mammoth Roseville.
There could have been a reach-in on that one. That was a tough one.
Again, one timeout apiece for Coach Grant and Coach Hutton. Sells gets it into Hammond with 20 seconds to go. Back to Sells. To Kelly. Find Frieden. There you go. Come get the ball, Lane.
There you go. Go after it. Yep.
Hammond will be fouled by Hunter Jones. We'll get Hammond to the line. He's
got a
2 for 5 on the season, 0 for 1 tonight.
Good job of spreading the floor, though.
And who's going to pick up the foul? Hunter Jones, that's his third. Hammond at the free throw line. This is and one in the first quarter. Free throw on the way. Good. Yeah, good stroke.
Use his legs. That's nice to see. Get tired, you know, you got to use your legs. Good form. They've been playing hard on defense.
7 point for Austin off the bench. Second free throw will make it an 8-point game if he makes it. And he does not. Still a 7-point game, 59-52. Oh. And we're going to get a foul on Skinner. That's something Coach Grant does not want to see. He's given that look like, why are we fouling with 12 seconds to go up 7? Skinner with his third personal. And now shooting free throws with the clock stopped. Cole Bazzari.
Sometimes you try to do a little bit too much.
One of the bonus. First one, no good. Tipped around, picked up by Hammond. He's going to be absolutely hammered by the Sherrard Tigers, and off comes Austin's glasses as Hattelstad will pick up the foul. And
yeah,
definitely getting a little chippy right now.
Well, there's been some time they've been hit pretty hard from behind on the I can understand where they get upset.
Yeah, Hammond wears glasses and got his glasses completely ripped off.
He had three guys pawing at him, and he got angry.
Bazzari's going to be the one that picks up the foul. Hammond will go to the free throw line where he just made one of two. Makes the first one. Here on this round.
10.2 seconds on the clock here in the fourth quarter, and the Titans leading 60-52. As long as they don't foul, should be able to salt this one away. And Hammond misses the second free throw. So 8 seconds to go. Still in pretty good shape. Havlstad throws a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Hammond, and I don't think they're going to foul. That's it. That'll be the final score. With the Monmouth Roseville Titans winning the ball game 60-52. Got a little scare there. The game was tied up at 51, right?
Yeah.
At 51, and then the Titans end the game on a 9-1 run.
Well, they wanted it real bad. And, you know, I think during the rest of the season, people are going to be gunning for us, and we have to match that intensity. We cannot play down to our competition.
Yeah, and got some good minutes with Jordan Cheek on the floor and found a way to gun it out there at the end. But, boy, you have to shoot some better free throws in it. They even shoot 50% tonight, and it takes a little pressure off of them there in the middle
absolutely.
Of the court.
Absolutely. They got to hit the free throw. Those are free gimmies.
We'll total up those free throw stats, and we'll give them to you on the postgame show, which is right around the corner, the Laris Collision Center postgame show. We'll be back in 3 minutes right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Orion High School. Your final score, the Monmouth Roseville Titans go to 2-1. In the Orion Tip-Off Classic, and 2-1 on the season with a 60-52 win over the Sherrard Tigers, who are now 0-2 for the week. Boy, it got tight. 51 all. Titans looked like they were cruising up I think 12 at one point. I think the highest point total was 12. And joining us here on the postgame show is the Laris Collision Center postgame show. If you have collision damage repair, call Laris Collision Center at 734-1949. Laris Collision Center, they've got something for everyone. Joining us on the postgame show, head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, Mr. Chuck Grant. Got a little touchy there for us, DM.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you know, we could unravel a little bit there, and then we lost Chico, and things looked a little bleak. And we thought we took that time out, and we're like, hey, listen, you know, it's a ball game, and somebody's got to step up and make some plays at both ends of the floor. It doesn't matter who it is. And then Jumaane came up and made a couple big defensive plays, and later made a big play for us. So we were able to finish him off. I mean, because I'll tell you, that's the best Gerard team that's been around there since the guy from Alderman left them several years ago. You know, and I mean the way they play well, they play hard, and they play basketball. And so, you know, they're going to come along under Brian. So you know, it wasn't like they were going to make it easy for us. And this is not at all an excuse. The one thing that I looked at when I saw the schedule was that we came in that first night, played five, at 8:30, came back, played all of it at 5:30, then back. I didn't like the idea of having to play that third game on that Wednesday night because I'm like, we're going to spend a lot. You know, be 8:30, come back 5:30, and then, you know, it's not an excuse, but we played like we had the 8:30. 5:30 all in
the morning game.
You know, yeah. I mean,
we played the morning.
We were just not mentally available a lot of the game. You know, I mean, we gave up rim line. We had guys leaving the rim line. You know, but believe it or not, we've worked on that a couple of times over the years. You know,
I don't know how many times I've heard the word rim line.
So, you know, I mean, I think they just got fatigued and then they got a little rattled. But, guys, you know, again, I thought they came together at the end, and, you know, they had a few guys that just stepped up and decided they were going to lose the ball game. And that's encouraging. You know, it's very encouraging. And, well, we're going to go get a picture. We had a trainer look at Chico's ankle.
Oh.
Thinks it's a sprain, but we're going to have it. When he broke his ankle as a sophomore, it was a high break. So we're going to get a picture of that. And so hopefully, you know, we get our fingers crossed on that Chico's okay with that, and we certainly are thin enough probably in a rotation that at the 4 or 5 right now with Ryland out that we don't need any extended time with Chico gone. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to think gloom doom. We'll just see what happens. But, you know, good to get out here with a win and take a day off and come back 4 o'clock for, you know, our final game on Friday night.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I didn't know maybe that it could be worse than maybe we thought it was. And, you know, Chico's a tough kid. When he didn't look comfortable.
Yeah.
He didn't look comfortable even on the bench. We figured it might be something a little bit maybe more than we thought, but at least they got some minutes playing without Chico on the floor.
Yeah, and you know, it took us a little while to kind of get, you know, and that's why we took a couple of timeouts, kind of bang-bang, just, hey, you know, we're all right. We're okay. We just...
that settling down.
Yeah, we just stay within ourselves, but somebody's got to step up and make some plays. And like I said, Jumaane decided it was going to be him on the defensive end. And like I said, I thought we had a little better. We had some decent flow there. We ran a few more sets there down the stretch. We kind of stretched them with our action, and we went under it a couple times. Haas made a nice read and getting to the rim one time. So, did a nice job finishing out. So, you know, like I said, there's never an easy one, I don't think. But this certainly was not easy.
Yeah, and you could have just, it's one of those cases where you said, well, we held on, did a good job holding on, 1-4 or 1-6. You stretched it out to 8-10.
Yeah, we did. And that's why I say we did a nice job closing at the end, and that was good. You know, we kind of struggled, did a good job closing, and that's encouraging. That's encouraging. Like I said, we handled the ball well. We went away from the pressure and the you know, guys were trying to slip lanes there at the end, and I thought we made some really good choices there. So, it was a battle, and most nights are going to be a battle. So that's not unexpected. So we'll get back to work after. We'll get the guys tomorrow off, and we'll get back at it Friday at noon. We'll get ready for Erie.
Erie, what do you know about the Cardinals?
You know, they're pretty methodical. They want to play pretty methodical. We're going to try to speed them up, try to turn them over a little bit. We don't want to get in a slow-down, grind-out game with them, so we're going to try to speed them up. Hopefully we can do that. Hopefully, maybe a little pressure Friday night, you know, and that would be nice and finish off on a good note. And going to a tough game next Tuesday night with Mercer County.
Yeah, we get to see Mercer County here. Hey, good look at them. And they've had off a good start. They're going to play well, too.
So we got our superintendent. Is he critiquing me up here? Is there a critique thing there?
Right. He's got a questionnaire.
I want to see the critique that I have.
I couldn't even imagine looking up there. Looking, oh, good Lord, that's our superintendent up there.
All right, Sam.
Thanks, Coach.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
You bet. You as well. It's Coach Chuck Grant here on the Post-Game Show. Your Larry's Collision Center Post-Game Show. We'll take a short break, come back, give you the scoring and our player of the game. You're listening to Titan Basketball right here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI. Welcome back to Orion High School. Again, your final score, the Monmouth Roseville Titans get their second win of the season against one loss, 60-52 over the Girard Tigers, who dropped to 0-2. I'm Sean Temple. Joining me is Monmouth Roseville High School Superintendent, Mr. Ed Fletcher. Ms. Fletcher, what'd you think of the Titans tonight? This is your first time seeing them, as mine as well.
I think they some good intensity on defense, which I could see a little bit better rebounding. I think their stalwart, you know, some of their players that have played it for a couple of years came through big tonight, especially with Chico going down with his ankle. But I think we're going to have a good season.
Yeah, I'm really interested on how this picture, as Coach Grant was calling them, we're going to get a picture of it. I'm really interested to see how this picture comes out.
Well, hopefully it's a sprain. I mean, even a high ankle sprain sometimes can take a while to heal. Those seem to be the ones that are worse. But, you know, we'll see. It's a senior year. I'm sure he's not going to want to sit out or be out very long, but he's a three-sport athlete, so he's got to be cognizant of the spring season as well.
Just signed to play baseball at Western Illinois University yesterday. Just signed his letter of intent to play at WIU baseball. So Coach Brownlee's probably a little nervous as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of time.
Along with Coach Cole.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, you know, Coach Grant does a great job with our kids, and, you know, they always work hard. They come ready to play. They're prepared. And, you know, teams are going to come for us. You know, for every game we play, it's going to be a battle.
We got a target. We always have. Let's get the scoring. First to the Girard Tigers. They were led by A.J. Hattelstaff. 21 points, 16 of those in the second half. 9 points for Tyler Green. 6 points apiece for Cole Bazzari, Hunter Jones, and Adam Barber. 3 points for Colton Minch and 2 points for Nathan Earl. The Titans were led in scoring by Jumaane Skinner with 16, who picked up the slack down the stretch. You heard Coach Grant talk about that in the postgame. Great job. 13 points for Nick Kelly, 10 points for Lane Frieden, 8 points apiece for Austin Hammond and Jordan Cheek, 5 points for Jensen Walworth. And also, we need our player of the game, sponsored by Dairy Queen. Who do you think our player of the game is tonight, Mr. Fletcher?
back here at Orion High School following the national anthem there. Kind of got caught up right in the middle of our post-game show. Brought to you by Larry's Collision Center. If you have a collision damage repair, call Larry's Collision Center at 734-1949. Larry's Collision Center, they've got something for everyone. Now we'll get to our player of the game, Mr. Fletcher.
I think it's Lane Freed from start to finish, very consistent. I think you could tell there were times on the floor when the player might have been unsure with the ball. They were looking at him. To throw the ball to, and some timely passes, some timely shots, and I think from start to finish, he was our most consistent player tonight.
I do, too, and I concur. I'm going to vote for Lane Frieden as well. Johnny Skinner had 16 points and kind of took control down the stretch, but Lane kind of played 32 solid minutes tonight.
Yeah, I think that's the consistency piece of it is, for me, why I think he's a player of the game.
All right, Lane Frieden, our Dairy Queen player of the game. We'll take a look. We don't have any conference standings, which will be normally brought to you by Save-A-Lot Food Stores. But we will take a look at the conference or the tournament. Instead of the conference standings, we'll take a look at the tournament standings. As Monmouth Roseville improves to 2-1 for the tournament. And Sherrard will drop to 0-2. Still undefeated is the Allman Pioneers at 2-0, and the Mercer County Golden Eagles, who are playing the host Chargers right now. We'll get a good look at the Mercer County Golden Eagles, and also Erie at 0-2, and Prophetstown at 1-1. And we'll take a look at your score update, security savings score update, part of your community, part of your life. Member FDIC, the Monmouth Roseville Titan Junior Varsity, lost last night to Sherrard, 35-32. So they'll move to the consolation side of the bracket at the Orion Tip-Off Classic, and they'll take on Prophetstown, 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and try to play for a consolation championship somewhere down the road. So that's going to do it. Mr. Fletcher, had a good time working with you. Same as the football season, we had a good time that night as well.
Thanks for having me.
Also for Madison Holbach at Mission Control, keeping us on the air. That's going to do it for Morgan High School. Your final score, the Monmouth Roseville Titans 60, the Sherrard Tigers 52. We'll be on the air Friday afternoon, late afternoon. That is a 4 o'clock tip-off as the Monmouth Roseville Titans will take on the Erie Cardinals. Jeff Thompson and I believe Pat Rapp's pregame show will start at 3:45 as the Titans try to end their tournament on a winning note. Folks, till then, have yourself a great Thanksgiving holiday, a great and safe and fun Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll talk to you Friday. That's going to do it for Morgan High School.